This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now, courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full-line service department. Taking a look first at your news for the hour, two expenditures for services were approved by the Tuscola Township Board of Trustees during their last meeting. The board accepted the bid of $6,800 from an asphalt company to repair the cracks and then to seal coat the parking lot. To address the issues of pests at the township hall, the board also approved going with a pest company at an initial cost of $587 to start, and then $125 per month afterwards. With those actions taken, paying $24,830 worth of monthly bills was also approved. And in other news for today, the Kingston Community School District's Board of Education will be meeting at 6 p.m. tonight, June the 22nd, and the meeting will start with a public hearing on the proposed 2026 through 2027 budget. The board is expected to adopt the budget following the hearing and are also expected to set the millage rates to be levied in order to support the budget. Copies of the proposed budget are available in the district's office from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., Monday through Thursday. In other school district matters, three Board of Education seats will be expiring. The three seats are each for six-year terms and will be on the Tuesday, November 3rd ballot. The deadline to file to be a candidate is before 4 p.m. on July the 21st. A candidate has to file an affidavit of intent and gather the signatures of 20 registered voters in the district. A statement of organization does not need to be filed unless the candidate's committee receives or expends $1,000 or less. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Does your air conditioning not blow cold? Then you need to come get your vehicle serviced at Al Hansen Motors. Hi, this is Tyler Hansen. We have the equipment and refrigerant to work on every make, every model, every year. This week I have a 2014 Chevy Silverado 1500 LT double cab. It has a Z71 off-road package, four-wheel drive, and is very clean for the year. It has a 5.3-liter V8 engine, Bluetooth, backup camera, towing package, and only 70,000 miles. We're asking $22,380. We also just got in a 2024 GMC Terrain SLE front-wheel drive. It has remote start, power liftgate, heated cloth seats, Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, and more. Like new with 24,000 miles and still covered by the original manufacturer warranty, we're asking $23,980. If you need a reliable third-row SUV, we have a 2021 GMC Acadia SLE, all-wheel drive, remote start, 3.6 V6 engine, and 77,000 miles. We're asking $24,380. And wrapping up, we have a 2021 Chevy Equinox LT. It's all-wheel drive, it gets decent fuel economy, has heated cloth seats, Bluetooth, backup camera, power liftgate, Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, and a lot more. Come take it for a test drive. 330 East Huron Avenue in Bad Axe.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. The Lexington Village Council has approved the creation of a special committee to explore options on how to generate more revenue. With that approved, the next step will be appointing committee members in the coming weeks. There will also be a budget hearing at 7 p.m. later today, Monday, June the 22nd. After the hearing, the council is expected to adopt the budget and the millage levied to support it. The millages are expected to be adjusted because of the Headley rollback. It was also announced that there will not be any parking meters downtown or in the parking lots. And in other news for today, the Allmitt Township Board of Trustees has approved some money matters as well as a new position. The board approved adding the Social Security Standard Cost of Living Adjustment of 2.8% to the pay of board members. Doing so brings the clerk's pay up to $27,008, The treasurer's pay will increase to $39,578. The supervisor's pay will now be $32,896. And the pay for trustees will increase to $5,962. The township will also contribute $17,500 to the park's budget, with the contingency that Almond Village also match or exceed a $17,500 contribution. In other park-related matters, it was reported that the park board wants to establish a park manager's position and hire someone to be the park manager, which was approved. The board approved setting the annual salary for the park manager at $20,400, with the township paying half at a cost of $10,200 per year, as long as Almond Village also pays their half of $10,200 as well. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That newscast has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full line service department.